MacRobert handed Grace the padded grip of the exercise apparatus. She wrapped her small hand around it slowly, careful not to stretch the flexible sleeve that still protected it as it grew.
So Kai isn't telling Stella she survived the explosion? It's tough on Stella. You told Helen.
Grace moved her arm back and forth in the range of motion exercises.
Helen's not in the middle of a crowded space station, the sole licensee for a technology vital to the war, with two intelligent and no doubt naively nosy adolescents living with her. I can trust Helen not to leak it to anyone, and the children are too little. Nobody's going to listen to them, even if they do insist their cousin Kai is alive.
Stella's going to be furious when she finds out, with you as well.
Not when she's going to get the CEO ship. If we can get Maxim out before he does something else stupid.
Do you still think he might be a Termanian plant in support of Parmina?
I'd like to think it, but no. Nobody else in the family has done anything suspicious, and he hasn't been off-planet. Yes, he's got the right genes to be an intended problem, but I think it's coincidence. We've looked, you and I both, and we've uncovered everything else.
They had found Turek's agents in the local mafia, and located the portable Ansible they'd used to keep in touch with Turek. Even deep interrogation hadn't produced any links to Maxim.
He's just young, in love, and full of innate stubbornness.
Hey, keep that shoulder level. You're compensating with the tilt.
Grace tightened her grip on the handle.
I wish this thing would grow faster.
It took you 15 years to grow the first one. This one's growing pretty damn fast. Now remember, shoulders level, breathe with it.
How angry do you think Stella will be?
Well, you know her better, but from what she told you about that trip with Kai, she really resented being kept literally in the dark. If I were you, I wouldn't let Stella get the idea you and Kai had a special bond.
We don't!
You know Kai's alive. Helen knows Kai's alive. That's all the family. Stella, your protege, is the only one who doesn't. And she's just made up with Helen, forgiving her for not telling about the adoption. Another secret she's locked out of? Oh, I think it's explosive.
But Kai's reasons...
make perfect sense from the military point of view. It's not one Stella's ever been really sympathetic to now, is it? There's Vada sense and military sense, and you're the only person who can make them overlap.
Grace unclasped her hand from the handle and flexed the fingers. The arm ached now, instead of itching as it had earlier. It had skin and muscles, and it moved, within its covering, almost without thought. Fine motor was still a problem, but she was sure once she got rid of the protective covering, it would come quickly.
How could I do it without Toby finding out? And why would she accept it from me?
You're her mentor. You're senior in the family. You're the rector of defense. Hell, all those together. You can tell her it was essential for Kai herself to make no contact with anyone, anywhere. That you were the only one who could do it safely.
That might work.
Grace stretched the young arm forward, measuring it against her old one. The tips of her left fingers touched the base of her right palm.
Ha! Look at that! Not long now.
MacRobert took her hands, both of them.
You're right, Anders. That should work. Kai wanted to tell her, but didn't dare get on herself. She wanted me to tell her. I could call her.
Before she calls you, yes.
When the slaughter key origination code came up, Stella wasn't surprised. Aunt Grace, of course. Probably Seviera had told her that Stella knew.
Aunt Grace.
How secure is your end?
Best I can make it.
And you're alone?
Yes. Look, I already know.
No, you don't. You have a privacy shield in your office, I'm sure.
Yes, but...
engage it.
Stella took the cylinder out of her desk and laid it where the video pickup would include it, then touched the nub on one side.
Engaged.
No one must know what I'm telling you. Not Toby, not Zori, not anyone, including that twit in the propaganda department.
I know it's a secret.
But you don't know what secret.
Kai...
Kai is alive.
She... but they said...
Kai is alive. She could not tell you. She can't communicate outside the system she's in without risking the enemy finding out she's alive.
But I thought it was her death that was supposed to be a secret.
It's a double cover, Stella. We seem to be hiding the fact that she's dead, but we're actually hiding the fact she's alive.
But her ship...
did blow up. She was nearly killed. Injured, but not too seriously. Only being in the CCC saved her. And the enemy thinks she's dead, which we think, we hope, will give her a slight advantage in the coming battle.
The coming battle?
Stella, I can't even tell you more than that. Most of the enemy got away. They fled shortly after she arrived. Here's the thing. Because outbound communication from Moray via the system Ansible is limited to official transmissions, we know that rumors of her death must be coming from the enemy, and we're using that to trace his agents.
Zori heard it from a schoolmate who heard it from someone who works on the docks.
Yes, which means Turek has at least one agent on Cascadia they haven't found. Thing is, you and Toby are still in danger. You must play ignorant, just as you did on your first assignments. Report rumors, of course, but if the Moscow government chooses to announce Kai's death, just be the grieving cousin.
I can do that. I was grieving.
Of course you were. Please understand. Kai could not risk talking to you herself, and it took a while for the message to get to me.
I feel like I've been yanked around. I understand why, but...
You have been. Anyone would feel that way. You've been under a lot of stress on other fronts, too. And you've done brilliantly with the company business. I always knew you had what it takes to run the trading side, but I didn't anticipate either the need or the ability to manage a manufacturing startup the way you have. To learn your only surviving cousin was dead, and now that she's alive, I'm sure it's been a shock.
Grief had receded, but it didn't feel like joy. Not yet. At least it was no longer pain.
So, what's my assignment?
You don't believe Kai is dead, in spite of any rumors that show up. If the Moscow government decides to admit she's dead, you are shocked and grieving, almost refusing to believe it.
What about other... does Nexus know the truth?
No. They refused to join the Alliance, you recall. They're out of the loop. I don't know whether they think she's dead or not. Depends on whether they queried Moray for any reason. They did know the fleet was headed there.
Will Kai come swooping out of nowhere like the Deus Ex Machina in those old plays?
We hope so. But I must tell you, Stella, that the odds aren't good. Turek got away with almost half the ships ready at Moray. His fleet's larger than Kai's, and more of it is real warships. That's why it is critical that Turek continue to think she's dead.
We could be attacked here, at Cascadia.
Yes, but we expect him to hit Nexus.
That was nowhere near as comforting as Grace probably meant it to be. But Kai was alive. At least, had been alive the last time Grace had word of her.
I hope you understand why Kai didn't...
Yes. I'm glad you told me, though. If I'd thought she was just leaving me in the dark again the way she did before, I'd have been furious. We're partners. Well, maybe not exactly, but she's family. The closest I have in my own generation. She's got to trust me.